That's good hootin' that music.
I always wonder, Tim, when you're hanging around the house, do you listen to country music, or are you just so done with it by the time your broadcast is over, you just completely silence?
I absolutely do. I do. I have a playlist on my, I gotta plug it, my iHeartRadio app with all the new stuff, and then the '90s stuff. And I like music. To me, is like food. I like it all, and I never stop eating it. So obviously, but yeah, no, I listen to country music all the time.
Who are some of your favorites right now?
Well, I really like these guys that are kind of have the flavor of the '90s country back. You know, Midland is a group. In fact, they've got Arizona ties. Their lead singer, Mark, is from Southern Arizona. And they're a three-person group, and they sound a little bit like Dwight Yoakam / Brooks and Dunn. In fact, Brooks and Dunn have this great album out now where they take all of their biggest hits and they record them with today's stars, Luke Combs and so forth. And it's called Reboot, so I'd recommend that. I like Luke Combs. Luke Combs, another guy who's an up-and-comer, just writes these great songs and has a great voice. But it's all good, yeah.
Jennifer and I got caught in a time warp 2 weeks ago, flipping channels. Time Life was doing a 30 CD collection.
Oh, right, yeah.
Of the 70s. It was Johnny Cash, yes, and Waylon Jennings.
Right.
I mean, that was the heart of it right there, man.
One time Johnny Cash was playing, and this is like 95 or 96 or something, and he was going to play at a bar here in Phoenix called Graham Central Station.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and pretty famous country bar.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I was never there.
Oh, of course, no, yeah. But anyway, I went, we got to go. And so we went, and it was packed, and it was people my age, people older than me, people who looked like they were, you know, not even 20 yet.
The Arizona Wildflowers.
It would look like the Arizona Wildflowers. But anyway, Johnny Cash came out, and I can't believe he was just as Johnny Cash as you could be. He walked out and did all of his songs and sounded exactly like you'd expect him to sound. I consider that one of those great moments where, you know, I got to see this legend up close and personal. And the funniest part was he came out after about the third song. He goes, "Hi, I'm Johnny Cash." He said, I'm sorry if you can't hear my guitar. My hearing aid's not working tonight.
Just blew it for me.
Sounded good to me.
Oh, Johnny.
Now, we are taking home improvement calls, and we do have a number of questions.
Show.
Yeah.
I got to know what this UPS thing is.
And then I want to know what your last home improvement project was.
Oh, God, okay.
The
UPS story. So it was the Tim and Willie Show for a lot of years, and then we started our own network for a time, and then we decided to fold that up. Willie went on to live in Prescott, and I decided I was going to go find a job by myself. And then I couldn't find one on the radio. So I kind of put all my money into the Tim and Willie network, and my bills were asking to be paid, as they do. So I kind of had to do anything and everything to survive for a while. I worked at Amazon. I drove for Uber. I worked for a charity and went to Africa for a little while. But
wow.
At one point, I took a job working for UPS, and I was one of their seasonal drivers. And I was fascinated by how they take somebody off the street like me. They train you up, and they have the world-class training center right here in Phoenix. And within a couple of weeks, I was driving the big brown truck, delivering packages in my brown uniform, and fascinating company. And it was a great job because I like driving and talking to people. You get to do both as a UPS driver. And while I was doing that, this is when KNIX called me back and said, "Hey, we think we might like you back on
I'll
our morning
darn.
Show." And,
I bet people were blown away when they opened the door.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got recognized just a couple of times, but it was, I don't know, all of it I went through. Like, I look back and I tell people, I wouldn't have prescribed it for myself, but it was good. It was kind of humbling to go through all of that. And there was a day I was trying to make it to Amazon, and I was stuck in traffic on the I-17, and I wasn't sure I was going to make it to sign in time. And I kind of was listening to the radio and thought, man, this is the other side of what I've been doing my whole adult life. I get it. And it was a real kind of an epiphany for me. It kind of recalibrated my perspective and my outlook. And, you know, I'm so grateful to get to be back on the radio and doing what I love and not breaking my back every day,
well,
slinging packages.
Was a part of the UPS training racing Dale Jarrett out of PIR?
No, but they have the coolest little training center. at 31st and Thomas, where they've got a little mini town where you drive the truck and you're timed on different situations on how to get the packages out there. It's a very mechanized and well thought out company in terms of how to be efficient. So I was very impressed. Loved it.
Dale Jarrett, the UPS.
NASCAR driver.
Yeah. Oh man, and the commercials were always race the truck. Race the truck.
That would have been funny. Oh, yeah.
Man. Well, Tim, welcome back on air. Well,
thanks
for stopping by the Hootenanny today.
I want to know his home improvement project.
Yeah, I got to tell you about my most recent home improvement project.